leave this gritty. There's something about my aura that attracts you when you're broken. Erase your mind and what you'll find, goddamn kid, you must be choking. There's women at my door without a place to stay, and they're all broken poor, so we'll discuss the pay. I got them out at night and they bump that music loud, probably start a fight. I know they'll do us proud.
Just follow the music, just follow the sound, just follow the music, just follow the sound.
I'ma start a cult, start a motherfucking cult,
ending 187s to 11s in assault.
I'ma start a cult, start a motherfucking cult.
Shorty's now a killer and they say it's all my fault.
I snuck into Rancho Rajneesh and threw bleach in the washing machine. I talked to God, now they believe I'm an enlightened being. I got your wallet, your ID, your ability to leave. It's a smiley smile you see one day, witness the devil in me. Avert your eyes like a squirrel, there's nothing going on here. This is all you need and it's the government you fear. Satan demands sacrifice when young and someone old. It's a beautiful day to spill some blood, my Kool-Aid's sweet and cold.
He's gonna start a cult, that's just what he fucking said. If you end up dead, that's not the blood on his hands. You can't blame him for the things that you do. A sacrifice that you make becomes a tattoo. Remember what you fear, it's the devil that is near. You question your mind, wondering what's true inside. Am I awake or is this my sanity? Blinded by a force hiding the reality.
Just follow the music, just follow the sound.
I'ma start a cult, start a motherfucking cult.
Pending 187s to 11s in assault.
I'ma start a cult, start a motherfucking cult.
Shorty's now a killer and they say it's all my fault.
We'll be right back. cherry bomb, fill it, yum, bully, pure, right? Cherry bomb, fill it, yum, bully, pure, right? Cherry bomb, fill it, yum, bully, pure, right? Cherry bomb, fill it, yum.
Cherry bomb.
And now, the breakdown. I'm the biggest hit, I'm the biggest hit on this stage. I'm the biggest hit.
So we started that set off with Super Kawaii's Down for Whatever, OMG, Let's Start a Cult, and Cherry from Super Kawaii. She's also in another band called Crack Horror. So we played Wicked Simon, and we ended with NTC 127's Cherry Bomb. We actually played the YouTube Cherry Bomb dance cover by FDS Vancouver. They're a K-pop dance group, and if you love dance and you love to see those moves, there's so much K-pop classes just popping up everywhere. why not join a class and you could start doing those moves as well. All right, we have Jamie Clausen after the break. We got to do a show promo, so let's play some Charlotte Sister C. We got too many S's going on here. Charlotte Sister C is the place to be, yes.
Good morning. It's Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby. We just danced our way awake with Soul Mikasa.
Yeah, I'm a young black man who uses art to champion and celebrate blackness, as well as creating art that showcases black men as comprehensive, emotionally intelligent human beings.
Right now, we are going to hear a spoken word rap piece by slam poetry winner JB, the First Lady. That is Lady Johnny Proby singing Don't Quit, and here at Speak Up, we do not quit.
Love, laughter, argument, and encouragement. The words are too few for the essence of you.
And it shows just one of the ways that you can take feelings of pain and transform them to love and recognition. Today, we're exploring senior issues through digital media and the creative arts. My guests are Leslie Riemann, the director of the 411 Center, and Joel Flynn from Podstream. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, welcoming you to the Friday Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon What You've Heard show. We have conversations about social issues, culture, and creative arts events, potent samplings about special months like Health Month, Black History Month, Women's Month, Nutrition Month, and more. See you Friday at 10 a.m.
Now all I can see is chaos and confusion.
All of these demons are my best friends. Who know if I'm a prophet or the devil's advocate? I'm so overconning, your mind is my instrument.
We ain't in Van City, we in Mad City, cause you're gonna go mad with me. Enter my delirious mind, might pop up a baby K or a couple of nines. Good no time for the bitches that wanna waste mine. And don't say I ain't about that life. You never saw me on the block or when I was taught how to cook rock. My name is Baby Kales, and I ain't talking about no fairy tales. I dominate, nor replicate what these phony rappers like to say today. Go ahead and put dirt on my name, but I know I could go and do the same. But I'm too grown for that shit, could really care less who you is. Go ahead and spread all your lies, clearly see that you Jekyll and Hyde. I'm Freddy Krueger, I'm up in your head and I'll pop up while you sleeping cozy in bed. I'm like Medusa, taking control of them snakes. Prettiest Mona Lisa at the end of the day. Blood ain't personally on my hands, but I still get homicidal, babe.
Baby Kales got more in my head. Demons are my best friends.
I got chaos going on in my head. All of these demons are my best friends. Don't know if I'm a prophet or the devil's advocate. I'm so eloquent and your mind is my instrument. My vibe's like a siren. You just want to go diving and just dive for it. What are you gasping for? Don't say you don't adore. Want to drag you to the ocean floor.
Got chaos going on in my head.
Demons are my best friends.
I feel the pressure, I feel my blood as a burst. I see the leeches around, the blood on the ground. Still never quenching the thirst. The pain always hurts, she let it go just to go put in a verse. Sort of the worst, sort of the bone. But so strong on the surface, she found a purpose. Got caught with a wordsmith, we're blowing the circuits hot as a furnace. What a disturbance. See, we got some weight, but it isn't a burden. We'll show you the light, ain't lifting no curtain. These are my monkeys, this is my circus. You see me insert. You know who up on the track, it's Kales and Druzy, we up on the map. Got a cane and Uzi, we're bullets to spray. Why don't they ever shoot back? No, I ain't running the game, I'm a wolf, we're running the pack. See, this is our plan of attack, I'm dropping a bomb to shatter the track. You have to be running your mouth, the thing is it runs in my blood. I came from the forest, born in the mud, yo, I was raised in the slums. Boy, you looking dumb, the clip talking shit when we empty the drum. Losing my soul through the rum, I gotta break free, I cannot succumb.
Got chaos going on in my head. All of these demons are my best friends.
Jamie, and thanks for coming to the Wham Bam East Fan Show on CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, I go by Jamie Clausen. I am part of a group called Hazmat Crew, and we do hip-hop, we do punk, we do pop, we do R&B. We like to do a little bit of everything, but yeah, that's what we are. We're the Hazmat Crew.
Awesome. Tell me about the crew.
Well, when it first started, there was like, I'm not even joking, there was like over a dozen of us. Just as time went on, you know, people found different paths, right? People start families and stuff and have other passions. And then eventually it narrowed down to the four of us, which is obviously RC the Hazard, who started the group. And then we have Vicious 5150. He was there with RC at the beginning as well. And then we have our American friend, Shua. And he's just in just outside of Seattle there. So, and then myself, of course. So yeah, that makes us four of us. And yeah, we kind of joke that we're like the Fantastic Four of hip hop.
You are the Fantastic Four. So how did you get into rapping?
For me, when I first got into rapping, I was very young. Like I was like 13, 14. And it just started off as something therapeutic for me. You know, like I don't want to say I had a bad childhood, but I went through some things as a kid, you know, that was sort of hard for me to process and articulate. And for me, you know, hip hop and heavy metal, you know, those two genres just really did it for me. You know, when I listened to those genres, it just felt like, okay, this is something I connect with. These people are singing about experiences and stuff that I've also gone through. Maybe I'm not alone in what I'm going through. And when I was a teenager, I was like, well, you know, it makes them feel better. Why don't I try it? And so I just started writing songs and writing lyrics in my bedroom. And then eventually I showed one of my good friends. And because I never meant to do anything with it, it was simply just for my own sanity.
Wow.
And one of my friends, he read one of my early raps at the time. And he was like, dude, this is actually good. Like, what the heck? Like, what are you doing? Why are you not, like, turning these into actual songs? And I never really thought of that, right? And I was like, huh. And then I got into it. And then what did it for me was then to be able to see that I'm now able to have the same impact on other people,
mm-hmm.
The same way that music had an impact on me.
Yes. And you just performed at Levels Nightclub here, and Druzy has a question. How do you have the energy to keep going and jumping on stage? Yeah, what do you do to keep that energy going?
Honestly, for me, it's one, like, first of all, it's just being in the moment. Mm. Like, just really not overanalyzing stuff, not thinking about it, just like, okay, I'm gonna just completely immerse into the music to where, you know, it almost sort of like possesses me. You know, like I've had sets where I'm stone cold sober, but I don't remember them. Because I'm just that, like, in it, you know. So that thing that's for me is that when I'm in that zone, I just, whatever energy's inside, I just let it out. And the other thing for me, too, is, you know, I don't want to go on stage and just rap and sing or scream at people's faces. You know what I mean? Like, I actually want to put on a show. I want to put on a performance because a lot of the people I was inspired by, like Prince, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Prince was an amazing songwriter. But he was also just as amazing of a performer, and you know the way he, you know, he brought in theatrics but not gimmicks. And I think that was the important thing, right? Is you know, okay, I want to have a good time, but
yeah.
Is the audience also having?
Oh, we
a good
are
time
totally
too,
having
okay?
a good time. Yeah, you jumping off the stage and then going back on—that was amazing.
Yeah. I give it to the fiends. Every time I spit at them, I hit them in the spleen. Bitches getting wicked, I'ma get them with a liquid and a shit and never give it because I'm living in my dreams. Life, is it what it seems? No, I'm never slipping, never tripping with a scheme. Listen to the written so you understand my mission that I'm working and I'm wishing that this giving up for free. When I get what you want and I earn what you need, gonna hurt, even bleed. First in the scene when I work for my dreams, but I miss that passion and bringing it back. Heart and soul is a thing of the past. I'll park and go to fill up the gas. In art and flow, my bars will grow. Everything they lack is rooted to me. Tweaking every single goddamn syllable. I am so compulsive every time I need to kill the flow. Working at a fast food joint and I can still rap better than them. Rappers with the paychecks bigger than the ego. Yeah, that's tried, I said it again. Even though I'm broke, tighter when I'm writing, and I was heading like a spider, but if I can get brighter, and I might emit a fire with the mighty lung inside of my chest. Beneath my throat, so high stress. Can please be gone, though I'm next to see the throne. Don't fuck with Kanye's or the Jay-Z's. You call me crazy, but they seem like clones. They're not creative, none of them compared to the songs we're making. We're not cocky like we thought we made it. We're just making sure that our thoughts are stated, obligated, even through all this complicated shit. I won't forget about my album, like how Dr. Dre did his. Yeah, not the first of a competition, I just see my own path. Empathy for all these fools and saw that I don't have them sticking with it. I'm expanding, sticking with it. I'm
overdosing some wicked, not a feeling like I took a hit of something like some crack. People have me written off a dead, now I look them in the eye and tell them that the monster back. Black, shove it under the Chevy, bring the hoe. Bitch, I don't want to hear about the hoe. Shit, money don't make the man, I be damn. Coming to robbing 100 grand and I be down to keep the hoe. Brick, sticking with the shit and I ain't never turning back. I ain't hearing shit, know what you got up on my second, I don't care if it's a beat. Better that than nothing, better quit your huffing, puffing before I hit you with the strap. Back with the Mac, but I'm back for the dead. Kill you, I don't do it for no sack full of bread. Where your baby mama in the back, giving head. Bitch, you want a trip, I give you back for the lead. It's so irrelevant, I never heard about you people that hang around and never listen to the fucking radio. No one said they check it out, they sold a million records, so you better just respect it. Part of thinking that I'm crazy though. If you really wanna go against a nigga that I mention, motherfucker, meet him, bust another finger with a beast and let me off the motherfucking leash. And now I'm coming in your window for your Nintendo. People know that I've been a cheese. Spinning a burning rubber, try to catch me if you can. Ready to up his mother undercovers in a van. Walk up on you with the pistol ready, going bland. Roll a chisel, bite your nacho, nobody tells you who I am. Goddamn, I could be your worst nightmare, cause I'm sticking with the animal expansion mode. I'ma keep on sticking to the script. I ain't got no time to be fucking a rubber ratchet, ho.
Not affected by competition, I just see my own path. Empathy for all these fools is something that I don't have. I'm sticking with it. I'm expanding. Sticking with it. I'm expanding.
Added up, I'm at a spot, so saddle up. You matter what, I had enough, I finally gotta be a nice. Get out of town, cause competitors drown and their heads will be found in an ice. You don't really wanna even see the fucking passion. Come give it the mic, I'm fighting, I get ready to fucking smash it. Something never to hit the wall, never to stall, never to fall. Like my ball, should've been wrong, give it an all. Either that or nothing, sticking to the script and all your bitches. No, it's sick, leave me a list, give me the list. Make a difference with the shit. Really, I admit, I will never forfeit. Never to quit, never to slip, fucking rest until it drips. Give it a minute, maybe even a second and I'll flip. Shit'll get wicked, really fucking pivot in a trip. Bring the passion of the past back, flashback, rap, crack, fast act. That's that ass, that shit.
Ghost mode, I'm independent with this cold flow. Death rap is fitting so-so, you niggas is all fitted. I'ma spin the riddle like a slow-mo. Jump up in the spill of my so-called. Feeding my venom, telekinetic, I'm ahead of him 100%. Me finna level him, I'm getting my pedal to the metal. I'm kamikaze, I'm gonna fuck a devil. You don't wanna see the rebel in my melon. On another dimension, I'm in hell, I'm smelling a sweet breeze. I'm sub-zero in a deep freeze. Battle rappers, I'm a freak beast. Running a game over like beep beep. You niggas glorify Range Rover to Chief Keef. Finna take it to the maximum, it ain't no game if you really with it. I'm a sick individual, big flicking shit kicking. I'm brain sick and killing the competition. That's the story, you're sticking with it.
I'm by competition, I just see my own path. Empathy for all these fools is something that I don't have. I'm sticking with it. I'm expanding. Sticking with it. I'm expanding.
Okay, and Kat had a question about your transition. Now, do you have any tips for other people who are, you know, that need to transition? What would you tell them?
Honestly, I can't give anybody advice because everyone's, you know, situation is different. You know, each situation, you know, is different on an individual basis. But I can all still share my experience and, you know, things that, like, worked for me.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, and really, like, what helped me, you know, I think really take time to deal with everything was... Like, hey, let's think about what I want.
Yes.
What do I want to do? What do I need?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Is because I think, you know, for me, this is something I've known about myself my whole life. I've dealt with gender dysphoria since I was very young.
Mm-hmm.
But I just never, always tried, did my best to suppress it.
Yeah.
You know, hyping up the masculinity when I did the music.
And especially in the rap scene, too. How did they accept it?
Honestly, that was something that was shocking to me, is to see just how accepting people really are. You know, is that at the end of the day, you know, especially in the music world, I've noticed in my experience anyway, is people just want to hear good music.
Yeah.
They just want to see a good performance. And a lot of people nowadays anyway, I feel like we've gotten to a point where, for the most part, I mean, there's still going to be some assholes here and there. That's everywhere with everything, right?
Yeah.
Most people
don't care. They, you know, not being disrespectful, right, like they don't care about you, but they don't care about your gender, they don't care about your sexuality, they just care, okay, are you a good musician? Do you make good music? Do I like this song? And you know, it's funny, you know, to see, you know, people with Lil Nas X, with Industry Baby, you know, one of his lyrics is, you know, I don't, you know, like women because I'm queer, blah, blah, blah. And it was funny to see a lot of straight guys singing that lyric, like when that song came on and they sing every lyric because it's that good of a song, they don't care about the difference. And so I think that's something that has been really helpful, is to see, like, okay, you know, maybe when I first got into music in 2009, 2010, it's probably a little bit harder because there weren't many examples from the queer community in hip-hop, right? We had Frank Ocean, right? That was about it. And even Frank Ocean wasn't a rapper. He was more of like a, like he was more of a singer than he was in, like, say, a rapper, right? So for hip hop, it was, you know, it was hard there for a minute, right? So, but I definitely think things are easier now.
Yes. And lastly, pick a tattoo, because you are covered in ink here. Tell me one of them, and let me know what the story is behind the tattoo.
Here, let's go with this. You can ignore my scab from my cat scratching me. The spider for me was really important because it's very cheesy and it's very cliche, but I am terrified of spiders.
Oh.
But I'm also extremely interested in them.
Ah.
They are both my favorite, one of my favorite animals, but also they scare me the most of anything. And I think the thing for me is that, for me it was like I said, it's corny and it's cliche, but like a reminder for me to face my fears.
Ah,
you know,
very good.
To kind of just like, okay, look it dead on in the eye. Hence the spider with the eyeball, right? And just be like, okay. And also too, like a reminder, another reminder for me too as well, is like, you know, okay, well, I'm terrified of spiders, but I also love them. They're so cool. They're so interesting. I'm scared. And it's like to show that, okay, maybe sometimes the things that you love, you might be scared to come in contact or do it initially. And, you know, and it's like, okay, you know, sometimes in order to do the thing you love, you have to get over some type of fear, right? I know for example, a common example is stage fright.
Yes.
Musicians who want to be musicians, but then they have to do a strict stage fright.
Great. Thanks, Jamie, for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Wham Bam.
East Fan.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby, yeah. All right, I want to thank all of my guests for participating, and I want to thank you for hanging out with me, DJ Meddy. All right, the next show is a hip-hop show called Next Up, and we're going to end with RC The Hazard's Uncomfortable featuring Jamie Clausen and Adam Fram. We'll catch y'all next week. Bye.
Sick of this, sick of that. Keep losing friends, they don't come back. I'm sick of this, I'm sick of that. Unmotivated, where's it at now?
Oh, rap, is that what I should do?
Is that what I should do?
Maybe not, cause I'm sick of this shit and I'm sick of you too. Do you feel like that? Is it real like that? I can't keep sitting on the couch, laying in the bed, sitting in a slouch, playing with my head, thinking of the bigger shit and concentrate on destiny. You know that I could cook it up, I contemplate the recipes. Gotta keep on looking up, don't wanna fade the memories. A lot of play with energy, I gotta say I'll never be one of those motherfuckers that'll do that, true that. But what's it gonna take for me to feel awake? Ain't really feeling great, it isn't a debate, I'm living to create, you're giving it a...